We've all been stuck in a dinner routine rut, bored with the same takeout options, or eaten a bowl of cereal for dinner. But picking tonight's meal doesn't have to be stressful. Here's an idea. Let Cook Unity handle dinner tonight with premium meals delivered right to your door. New menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs. Your meal options are endlessly delicious with a team of over 160 innovative chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Cook Unity offers a variety of over 400 meals for every palate. Cook Unity has flexible programs that you can pause, skip, or cancel at any time. Find the perfect plan for your dietary needs and lifestyle. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/rut or enter code RUT before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/rut.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You stay on that narrow path. You stay steadfast, faithful, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. And let us just thank him for his grace, mercy, favor, love, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. And just looking out for us in multiple ways that we can't even imagine to keep count. Amen. The Most High is constantly looking out for us in ways we don't see it. So let's always stay appreciative, grateful, and thankful. All right. There's so much going on, probably in your personal life. And there's a whole bunch, obviously, going on all four corners of the earth. So we definitely have to give thanks to the Most High and just take it one day at a time. All right. One day at a time, people. More praising, less complaining. Amen. Blessed is the person whose trust is in the Lord. Blessed is the person whose hope is in the Lord. Men will trust in chariots. We will trust in the Lord. Amen. I look to the hills. And where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord. All right. So we know the Lord will always provide a lookout for us when it's through all the highs and lows. Okay. So always keep that in mind. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Always remind yourself of that. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. I'm praying for you all right? So let's always uplift each other in Christ. Let's always encourage each other in the Lord. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Much love to the brothers and sisters in the faith. Much love to you all. Much, yes, yes. Anything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything, all the animals, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, all the creatures, all the trees, all the mountains, all the plants, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Most definitely. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you were chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, call on his name, gather, clap our hands, stomp our feet, cry out to him, worship in truth and spirit, and serve him in gladness and joy. Rejoice, always rejoice. Amen. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, no abomination, no filth, no nothing. All right. So let's do justice by the washing of the water by the word. Let us keep our lamps and our oil. Let us stay watchful and praying and keep working until the Messiah comes back so he could be ready and presentable, ready to go. Amen. Most definitely. Let us know the Most High better. Draw near to God. He will draw near to us. Let's know the Lord better, more closer, more personal, more intimate. And also, let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statutes, and commandments. And let's just obey all of the word of God, and let's do all the word of God as well. Amen. Bless not just the person who hears the word of God, bless the person who hears the word of God and does it. Okay, so let's just be more doers of the word. Okay, lead by example, people. Follow the true example of Messiah. Amen. Yes, yes. All right, y'all. So I hope that you all are doing okay and all right, and that you all stay blessed for the rest of this week, the weekend and Sabbath as well ahead. Okay, so in today's message, I'm going to read this commentary within the book of Numbers regarding Moses. Okay, so it's an interview kind of form, like flashback type of commentary. And then from there, we'll read this and we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, so here we go. The title of this commentary is The View from Pisgah, Moses. Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah across from Jericho. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 34, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 1. A few steps more, the wind sweeps over the summit of the mountain. There lies the land, the good and pleasant land. I feel its wind in my face. So many have died, an entire generation, a generation of folly and fear. I led them, and they died. I remember their folly about the gold. The Egyptians gave us gold when we reached the mountain of God. My brother Aaron made a calf from the gold. The people worshipped the calf as the God who had delivered them. When I came down from the mountain, I heard the sound of their folly. 3,000 died that day. I remember their folly about the manna. God gave them this food, but some tired of it. They longed for the meat, the onions and garlic, the cucumbers they had known in Egypt. We are getting weak, they cried. The Lord's anger burned at their folly. He gave them quail, but with the quail came plague, and many more died folly. Also fear, we came to the land and sent out 12 scouts. They went in through the Negev, there it lies, beyond the Salt Sea, and passed through the hill country to Hebron. 10 of the scouts were intimidated, and they caused the rest of my people to fear. This fear was their greatest folly. That generation would not see the land. All those people would live out their lives in the wilderness and die there. Only the two scouts who kept faith with the Lord would survive the death of their generation. I too broke faith. At the waters of Meribah Kadesh I failed. I did not hold up God's holiness among my people. Therefore I will not go into this land. I will only feel its wind in my face and gaze upon it in solitude. Even so, I do not despair. My people have produced a new generation of sons. Perhaps they will have the courage where we feared. Keep faith where we acted foolishly. They will possess the land, which for us was a long life, was a lifelong dream. Therefore, all is well. We have not managed to defeat the goodness of God. And now, one last glance before he calls me. Ah, a good and pleasant land. Back to the future. Why were the consequences of the people's folly so severe? How have your fears or foolish choices affected your relationship with God? How will you live in order to belong to the new generation of God? The story continues. Find the full story of Moses in Exodus, Deuteronomy. Amen. Okay, so that was just kind of like a point of view sense from Moses, like to kind of step in his shoes on how he felt about the whole situation with him obeying God, dealing with the Israelites, dealing with wilderness, dealing with people dying, dealing with also people being disobedient, and also how he disobeyed as well along the process of going to the promised land, not being able to enter it, but only just seeing it from a distance or just getting a glimpse of it. Okay, because we know Joshua was the one to help Israel with all of that and into the promised land and possess all those things. Amen. So it's very important to understand everything these people in the Bible went through and why things happened the way they did. All right. So we know that the Lord changed not, and therefore the sons of Jacob are not consumed. Amen. So even through all this captivity, all this exile, all this lessons we all been through over the years, generations, God is still with us, people. Amen. He loves us dearly. So let's love him back. Let's reciprocate. Let's be obedient and just do what he says. Amen. Obey whatever personal things God confirmed to you, what have you. Obey it. Okay. Obey his word and do it. All right. So there you have it. All right. That is the commentary. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah, praise in the shadow of the Almighty, the shadow of thy wings. Yes, the shalom of God, the Shekinah glory, the shelter of his flock, the shepherd of Israel, the shepherd of souls, the shepherd of the flock, the shepherd of the little flock, the shepherd of the other sheep, the shepherd of the sheep, the shepherd of tender compassion, the shepherd lamb, the shepherd of the valley, the shield for me, the shield of thy help, the Shiloh, the shorn lamb, the sign spoken against, the silent and meek lamb, the sin bearer, the sinless high priest, the sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, the smiter of the nations, the smitten judge of Israel, the smitten rock of Horeb, the smitten shepherd, the smitten of God, the son of man, the sower of the word of God, the spirit of Christ, the song of drunkards, the son from heaven, the son of David, the son of freedom, the son of God, the son of Joseph, the son of men in heaven, son of man, the savior, the son of Mary, the son of peace, the son of the father, the son of the free woman, the son of the highest, son of the living God, the son of the truth. Son of truth, the son over his house, the spiritual drink, the spiritual meat, the spiritual rock, the spoiler of the principalities, the spokesman of the father, the sprinkler of nations and kings, the star out of Jacob, the stay, the stiller of the raging sea, the stone cut without hands, the stone of Israel, the stone of stumbling, the stone the builders rejected, the stranger and alien, the strength and song, the strength in time of trouble, the strength of Israel, the strength of my heart, the strength of my life, the strength of the children, the strength of the Lord, the strength to the needy, the strength to the poor, the stretched out arm, the outstretched arm, the strong habitation, the strong hand, the strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, the stumbling stone, the son of righteousness, the sure foundation, the sure mercies of David, the sure steadfast anchor, the surety of a better testament, surety of a better covenant, surety of David, the sustainer, the sufficient one, the sword of thy excellency, the tabernacle of God, the teacher from God, the teacher of David, the teacher of my path, the tempest of hail and destroying storm, the temple of the city, the tender plant, excellent God, wonderful of the kings, the testament of the prophecy. Yes, he is the testator, the testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, that creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the savior, the victory. Yes, yes, the savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the son of the Lord God, the son, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff. Throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, the tower and fortress, the tower of salvation, the trampler of the young lion and dragon, the treader of the angry waves, the treader of the high places, the treader of the lion and adder, the treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, the treasure of wisdom, the tried stone, the triumph of Christ, the triumph overcoming, the triumph lamb, the true and faithful witness, the true and righteous judge, the true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, the truth, uncorrupted and glorified one. Yes, praise the Most High, y'all. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Shem, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, the God of heaven and earth. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Ahai Yeshai, Yehosha Yehusha Yeshua. Yes, He is a consuming fire, most definitely. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rests on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree. His timing, perfect timing, due timing. Amen. You got to please him with faith, people. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Praise him, people. His son is excellent for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. Amen. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new seasons, new beginnings, new fresh starts, new life. Yes, I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized and, your life just changed forever. And let the Lord keep showing you signs, wonders, confirmations, and miracles. Let him keep doing that over your life. Let him keep using that outstretched arm. Let him have his way with y'all. Let him use you. Let God use you for his kingdom, for his glory, okay? Be able to share your testimony. Be able to share what God has done for you, brought you through, amen. Hallelujah. That outstretched arm, that mighty hand, the finger of God is powerful and moving to this day, amen. He is forever, amen. Always remember that, okay? What I love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.